old-fashioned day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Good Sunday afternoon, Kings of the Podcastle listeners. Welcome to Kings of the Podcastle. I am King Zach. I'm joined today by King Greg.
Howdy, howdy.
And of course, our lovely esteemed colleague, Mr. Eric.
Hello. Hello, Governor. Pleasure to be out here, top of the morning to you.
That was awful.
Whatever.
Welcome once again to episode 38, live from inside your mom. Be sure to check us out.
Jesus Christ.
You don't like that one? Be sure to check us out on Stitcher. Rate us on iTunes. I cannot turn around and press these buttons. Check us out on iTunes. Rate us on Stitcher. And as always, www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Now, of course, we're missing King Mike, King Greg, King Greg's here, King Devin, and King Jong. And I'm pretty sure they're all out in a bukkake mission. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing right now.
They're trying to put the candle out on their face.
Oh, man.
Wow.
They took the liberty of making fun of us when we weren't here. So I think we should take every opportunity possible to make fun of them whilst they aren't here.
Well, apparently Baldy McBalderson is on his way.
He's on his way. He actually got a flat tire with one of our good friends.
Dude! I got like a flat tire, dude. Dude.
I'm having to suck this guy off on the side of the road to help him.
And I'm like,
I gave it.
And I'm like, dude.
That's all you got? It's just dude? That's your Mike Lee impression. It's dude.
Dumb.
Dumbest. Okay, I can sit through this all day. Yeah, that was
good. That's not bad, too.
That's not bad either. Yeah. Let's of course jump to our sponsors, the wonderful Audio Hog. Check them out at audiohogwithtgs.com.
Yay! Hey, where's the button?
I tell you what, why don't you run them sound effects? There you go.
Hey, I'm running the sound effects.
So let's jump right into the comedy breakdown. I'm the only comedian in the room.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was at the Ronprov on Thursday night. Big round of applause for the Ronprov. Yeah, there we go. Ronprov, of course, hosted by the lovely Ron Chapman at Stage Door Pub on 192. That's always a good time. I love going there. Someone else was supposed to be there this week, King Greg.
Well, had a little, let's say, car problems, plural, and had to take care of some stuff. I even missed 5 days of work this week.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. We don't have Johnny to do trailer talk with John Donovan, so why don't we do... In the ghetto with King Greg.
In the ghetto.
I need to find Eric Cartman singing that song.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, anyways, let's just go ahead and say that my fiance's car had been stolen. And
what?
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my God. Let's go ahead. Here's to the dipshits that decide to steal her car. I hope you die.
Wow.
In a car accident, and I hope you have infants with you, and I hope they burn alive.
All right, back to the story.
Anyway, so her car was stolen. Next day, mine got towed because our landlord was spiteful and because I had never put my tags on the lease or whatever. And
they did that with no warning?
They put a warning on, but it fluttered off in the breeze or something. I don't know what
that's
it
what
was.
They're claiming?
Yeah.
Did they have a copy of the warning that they issued?
No, they did not, obviously.
Oh, mysterious.
That's mysterious. Yeah. But we're the only Caucasians in the entire neighborhood, so we knew that this was going to end up happening.
That's weird, though, because I was threatened with towing once at an apartment complex, and they straight up did a like 8x10 sticker on my driver's side window that took me a week to get off. I almost burnt that place down because of just them putting a sticker on my car.
Well, long story short, we finally got her another car thanks to Thomas Auto Dealership in Dade City. Thank you guys so much. And I will say they were very hospitable. They were very straightforward and honest. And they let us test drive any car that we wanted. And they were like, hey, this one's got this. You know, they sold us this car as is. It's a 99 Pontiac Grand Prix. And,
so Dara looks like she's driving around as a drug dealer.
Oh, my God. This car will shit and get. It's got a supercharger and everything in it. So, but we're back to good. We're looking to move out of the neighborhood now and everything, all that. But I wasn't able to do any comedy, unfortunately, because of this.
Well, your life's
debacle.
Funny enough as it is.
Yeah, it was. That was the punchline, actually.
Is that what you wanted?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that moves us perfectly into our next story. And I titled this one, Angry Texan Charged with Penis Robbery.
Wow.
No? All right. Well, okay. Here's the story. Four people in Newport Beach, California were charged with a kidnapping a marijuana dispensary owner, torturing him with a blowtorch, and cutting off his penis during a robbery.
Over weed?
Over weed. After looking at the mugshot, I'm pretty sure King Greg was one of them. You want to see the mugshot?
Yes,
you
want to
see the mugshot? There he is. Right there.
Wow.
That's you, buddy.
That is you. Holy shit.
That's you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. They're claiming his name is Kyle Hanley, but prosecutor said the victim was a medical marijuana dispensary owner who took some of his pot suppliers, who was Hanley or King Greg, to Vegas. When they got back from Vegas, I don't know if they were maybe enjoying a bit too much of the supply, but somehow they ended up in the middle of a desert where they thought the owner buried a bunch of money. And on the trip there, they were pouring bleach on his penis, torching him with a blowtorch, and tying up his girlfriend and leaving her to suffer on the side of the road. You're a classy lady, Mr.
Oh, my God. Like, somebody would do this over weed?
Apparently.
I'm thinking maybe they might have tortured him like by barely frogging him in the arm, saying, come on, let's go get some pizza or some Twinkies.
But the main question is the dealer and the girlfriend, are they still together?
The dealer? I have no idea. The story didn't go into that depth.
Well, why not? I mean, think about it.
I mean,
your man getting pulled over, bleach being poured on the member, a blowtorch. Would you really stay with him or would you break up? See, that's what inquiry minds really want to know.
Or did they put Frankenstein's penis back together?
Well, no, actually, they did cover that in the story, is that they drove off with the penis, so they weren't able to reattach it.
He's a eunuch?
he's now a eunuch. The look on Greg's face is priceless.
Oh, my God.
He's like, did I really do this? He feels significant guilt for this crime.
I'm sorry, you cut my penis off, and you might as well just go ahead and kill me. There's no reason to live anymore.
Fair enough.
Unless
forget children, love, food, any sort of passion, penis. Penis is my reason for life.
Burn down the marijuana dispensary around me. That way I can at least be high when I burn to death.
Well, to be fair, the town you're from, West Texas, has a bad reputation for things blowing up, don't they?
I'm not from West Texas. That's actually like 4 hours from my hometown, but close.
Yeah, close.
You're from Waco? Is that what you're
oh, man.
No, too soon?
Waco's...
how about this? Last week, two single-engine aircraft carrying skydivers collided 12,000 feet above Superior, Wisconsin on a Saturday evening, sending one of the planes plummeting to the earth in flames. But all nine jumpers survived because they just jumped out with the parachute.
Yeah.
F the pilots. Deuces. You're good.
See, why can't airlines, you know, like Delta and American Airlines and all them, they're always doing the little spiel about, oh, in case of cabin pressure, here comes your oxygen mask. Why don't they say, underneath your seat, a flotation device? Yeah. When's the only time I've heard about a plane going into the ocean except that French disaster and Scully that landed the plane in the Hudson?
Scully.
Yeah, Captain Scully.
Was it Scully or was it Sully?
Yeah, it was Scully, wasn't it?
It's Sully.
Whatever.
But that's okay.
Anyways, why don't they start saying, hey, also underneath your seat, there is this thing called a parachute. Figure it out.
Parachute. Parachutes under your seat. Well, could you imagine the safety demo for that? I can only see flight attendants like strap. Actually, I'm getting a little turned on right now thinking about flight attendants strapping in. Ooh.
Strapping in or strapping on?
Yeah,
well, if you think about it, each seat could have a 5-point point harness on it, like race cars. And then each seat could be its own ejector seat.
Yeah, we could do that. And then we can just strap ourselves in with cargo nets and cramp ourselves leg room. And why don't they just give us a tranquilizer so we don't remember it?
Wow. I'm trying to think logically and happy and safe. He's saying this tranquilize everybody. Fine. That way I'll be able to join the Mile High Club with a 9-year-old.
Don't rip shot that.
I'm with Eric on the whole 5-point harness. That's another good King's the Podcastle invention idea that should be copyrighted now.
Copyright King's of the Podcastle.
We said it first,
5-point ejector seat on aircraft. Brilliant. How about this? You guys are Facebook aficionados, are you not?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Sure. Is there anything that your friends post that you find outrageously obnoxious?
Anything about their children.
Anything about their children. Well, we have a list here. We have a list. The 9 most obnoxious things people post on Facebook. And the number one is, and I have to agree with this. I have a lot of friends that do this.
Selfies?
Nope. The I'm living the life brag. Like, just who got promoted or off to Hawaii.
Oh, sure.
If someone goes out and does something, some sort of large accomplishment, I think that look at how great I am is the immediate countermeasure for any sort of work they did. If they're going out and they're saying something like, oh, look at how great this thing I just did was, my immediate thought is that's probably a big piece of shit.
Sounds like most technicians I know.
Yeah, that's actually where this is devolving from. That's probably exactly where my heart lies.
I just can't wait to see the one guy on Facebook that's like works for the city digging ditches and stuff to be able to say, I just got promoted to emptying all the porta potties.
Well, you know what? No. Jesus.
Like, that one deserves like a good, like, yeah. Just a, you know, good, like, hey, I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you're doing better with your life.
Number 2 is the disguised brag. An example would be walking home from work, 3 different guys whistled at me and 2 other made comments about my cleavage. Sometimes I really hate men, also known as a humble brag.
Oh, that's from the girl with the 9-inch labia.
Wow.
Oh, man. Number 3, I'm going to have to look at King Greg here because I'm pretty sure you're guilty of this.
Yeah, probably.
A few times. Number 3 is relationship updates.
Yep.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I am very guilty of that.
If I go a day and Greg and Dara haven't said something about, I love you, Schnookums, you're the best thing on the whole planet, I'm so lucky, I'm pretty sure they've broken up at that point.
Well, no, we don't break up. It's just, but any of the other stupid cunts that I've dated over the years, they didn't deserve any of the good brags. But to be honest, I'm a very lucky guy to have a girl that I have, and I like to put it out there just to give other slow-mos, all these other slow-mos, hope in this world. But yes, I'm glad that's not number 1. I will take number 3 on that one.
I was really hoping you were going to say you'd take number 2. Okay.
Okay.
Number 4 is one that you can totally ream me over the coals for, and number 4 is called the cryptic cliffhanger. For example,
yes.
This could be a big day, ..
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Lay into me.
Yes, it seems like you work the worst job in the world most of the time. Like the other day, you posted a picture of like 3 Red Bull cans saying, I can't wait to go home and kill myself or something.
I didn't say that. I said, this is how my day's going or something like that.
It'd been cooler if you would have had like a little tiny like bottle of Jaeger sitting next to it. Like the little tiny one shots you get at like the checkout counter at the liquor store. Those are the best ones.
2 Red Bull cans, 3 little things of Jaeger, and just a Mickey hat right next to it.
Yeah, yeah, that would help you get the promotion.
Oh yeah, that won't ruin my career at all. What's this one? The update that literally describes what you're doing that day, and it's not even interesting. Off to the gym, then dinner and watching TV. I don't think either of you do that. You know who does do that?
Yes.
King Devin.
Yep.
King Devin.
Oh.
I'm driving to the comedy show now. I am at the comedy show.
Parking the car now.
Parking the car. Ordering cheese sticks at the comedy show.
Yeah. But I will say, Dara had to use that update right there the other day when she was walking home from work after having her car stolen because we live in Kissimmee and she didn't know who might jump out of the bushes to scare her. So she updated, I'm at mile marker 15 now, or I'm at so-and-so bus stop. That way, if like she didn't get any more posts, we know where she was abducted from.
Yeah, just constant status update.
And she did a picture, too. She posted pictures of where she was at.
If you want to know where to find me and pull me off the side of the road, here you go. The last one is yet another King Devin guiltum. Number 9, unsolicited spiritual wisdom.
Yeah.
Everyone groans. Devin Devin's only bad at it, once again, when it comes to comedy stuff. He loves to go on the comic rants of, if you're at a show, don't talk about this and this and this, and you should do it this way and this way and this way.
Oh,
and,
really? Okay, George Carlin, next time you're selling out to a stadium of 16,000, I'll pay attention to your advice.
Oh, they're going to hate us when they hear this. They're going to absolutely think we're awful people.
But he definitely exercised that First Amendment right of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, so.
You know what? He had one, though, where he went off on someone had gone on stage and talked about how long the show was going or how many comics were there. And he put on Facebook, when you go on stage, don't ever, and you're hosting, you should never talk about how long the show is or how awful it is or how many people are or aren't there. Just go up and do your time. And then the next show I was with at Romprov, he got on stage and made, first thing out of his mouth was, wow, look at how many people are here. What a tool.
Yeah, well, I will say, anytime that he does any rant on that horrible comic cruise or whatever, I'm always full ears because I can't stand that guy either.
May I share a post that I put yesterday?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Because I got sick and tired of reading a few things, and I said, you know, for once on Facebook, instead of raving about how much you as a parent love your child or how brilliant they are or talented or wonderful, I completely respect a parent saying, meh, my kid's okay, or God, he really screwed up, or even, I really wish I could have done better. I mean, let's be honest, your precious little snowflake is a complete brat when you're not around.
I really need to find the, like, motivating underscore every time you go into one of those. We had one of those last week too, and you just have the best lead-ins to this beautiful jab right in the side.
I do feel a new segment coming on, and I hope ESPN will definitely agree with us that we should have a new segment called Eric's Motivational Speeches, because I'm all for it. And if you have any things that you want to hear motivatedly spoken by Eric, then email us at kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com.
There you go. That might be good, though. Like, we could just get Eric to go on motivational speeches about totally nonsensical. Like, here's how to make a sandwich. First, you take the bread, and damn it if that bread isn't fresh right now.
You take two slices of bread, preferably from the center of the loaf. Make sure that each one is congruent with the other.
Center of the Loaf was the name of a punk band I was in high school. No?
No?
No, all right. Well, that's a good place then. All right, so Center of the Loaf.
God. So not bless.
That's where you find the corn.
Oh.
No? Okay. All right. Well, that's it for this segment. After we come back, we're going to talk about everyone's favorite food, which is...
Pizza?
Sriracha.
Oh, sriracha, yeah, the hot sauce.
The
yes.
Hot sauce. They've got some issues going on right now in California.
Yeah, I heard about that.
All that and more right after this on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Jar Jar Binks made episode 1.
That means I'm a complete dumbass.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
We are Kings of the Podcastle, back again to please you with some funny audio bliss. I'm, of course, joined by King Greg.
Has it started yet?
Oh, yeah, no, it started.
Yeehaw!
And Eric.
Hola, mi amigo muchachos.
Mi amigo muchachos. What does that mean?
Hello, my friends.
That's not what that means. There was another word in there. Are you calling us fat?
Yes.
Okay.
I think muchacho is like boy or something. I don't know, some weird...
Whatever.
You have friends who are boys. Is that you have many boyfriends. All right, we're getting off the rails. The Thanksgiving season is upon us. Yes. At least that's what Walmart would like us to believe. and recently, a Thanksgiving donut has emerged. Are you as excited as I am? Because I am.
I live by a Krispy Kreme factory, so hell yeah.
Well, this is a bakery in New York, and they have just unveiled a Thanksgiving donut. It's a pumpkin-flavored donut stuffed with turkey, cranberry sauce, and gravy.
That sounds like ass.
Sounds amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, no.
There's also a sweet potato donut with toasted marshmallow filling. Nothing?
Toasted marshmallow filling sounds... a s'more donut might be all right.
That would be okay because that's more common, I think. But the whole gravy and mixing everything with the...
You don't think the sweet-savory combination is... Have you ever had anything like a Krispy Kreme burger? You've never had one of those?
I've never had a Krispy Kreme burger. I wouldn't mind one.
There's something. Well, that's like the sweet savory combination. That's the turkey and the donut and the gravy.
Yeah, it's not what you just described is almost like I pictured grabbing Mike Lee's dog Buster and sticking my tongue in his ass.
Wow.
Okay.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that's what sounds the donut with turkey, cranberry, and dressing and everything.
So the reason this is really appealing to me, have you ever seen the movie UHF with Weird Al?
Yeah, way back then.
There's a food from it that I am in love with, and it is my favorite, let's call it drunk air quotes food.
Okay.
it is called a Twinkie Wiener sandwich. You take a Twinkie, you cut it down the middle, and you put Easy Cheese on top.
Ew.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with Eric on that.
No,
where's the wiener part? Then you let your dog.
That's the hot dog. No, it's the hot dog. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No.
All right. No. Fine. Moving on.
I can understand like cutting a Twinkie down the middle and like squeezing like some cream cheese and maybe some chocolate sauce and like I don't know, nice stuff. But I gotta tell you, that just.
If you were to have a grilled hot dog where you got the nice char and some of the salt from the meat has come out of it a little bit, you cut the Twinkie and put that in there, you almost got me on that one.
So if I grill the wiener before I stick it in the Twinkie, it's acceptable. But the boiled wiener in the Twinkie, not acceptable.
Yeah, it's like jerking off before sex.
You're talking to a Chicagoan here who knows his hot dogs.
I've defiled the hot dog god.
Now let us discuss the proper way to prepare hot dogs.
Oh, boy. God, here we go. I thought we were going to have... Where's the underscore?
Yeah, I thought we were going to have one of these motivational things per episode.
A hot dog is a meal within itself, let's be honest. It is a tubular delight.
Tubular delight was my nickname in high school.
Then that was the name of my high school band. But it is, you take this, and if it is charred eloquently on a charcoal or wood-burning grill.
It has to be charcoal or wood-burning.
Absolutely.
Propane out the window.
Propane is okay if you're in a pinch. Now don't forget that there is the boiled. Now, boiled is the choice of many connoisseurs in the Chicagoland area when you do have your Chicago-style hot dog.
That's what you get on a street cart, right?
Correct.
Can't get grilled on a street cart.
Correct. That is, you're right. But see, that's why you put so many condiments on it, is because you kind of want to bring out, enhance that taste.
You want to bring out the boiled wiener.
You want to enhance the taste of the wiener, which you really don't get the full flavor unless you're charring it.
There are so many drops here that I'm going to save for later.
Char the wiener.
Putting a condom on the wiener.
Condiments on your wiener are great.
We are five.
I'm just
years
giving
old.
You all the sound bites right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm
three,
it's going to take
2-1. Put your charred wiener in the bun.
Oh, we are kindergartners when the rest of them aren't here.
Ugh, I love it.
Okay, let's just move on. In other food-related news, California denies sriracha. In a decision that could be later viewed worse than allowing Japanese internment camps, a California judge has ordered an immediate halt of production at the sriracha plant in Irwindale.
Whoa, I heard something different. I heard that they told those people in that city to F off.
That is not according to this latest news brief. The judge in the... He's immediately halted it until November 22nd when there's a hearing. The decision was made after residents complained multiple times about the pepper and garlic fumes coming from the plant. They said it burns their eyes and throats and gives them headaches. The odor lasts about 3.5 months out of the year during the jalapeno harvest season.
You know, you never heard the Jews complaining about that to the Nazis. So I don't know why they are, why they're even, why they're having problems with it.
No, no, I'm also, this goes back to what you said the last episode. Like, America is starting to become pussified. I'm sorry, but if I live close to a sriracha plant, I'd be waking up and singing Sound of Music and like, oh, you know, just taking a deep breath and like, oh, I don't need coffee today. I feel better. And my cereal tastes like sriracha. Everything I bite into tastes like sriracha. I go down on my fiance. It tastes like sriracha. It would be amazing.
That happens to you too?
Yeah, it is.
I thought I was the only one. But in all seriousness, are these people reaping the benefits of the sriracha plant, paying taxes, paying property taxes, making sure the schools are good in that area, making sure the infrastructure is up to date? Yeah, I think so. So why don't you shut your freaking pie hole and just reap the benefits
of it? Well, see, there's the rub, because they're not in Irwindale. Irwindale's just downwind. The actual plant incorporated its own, much like a certain mouse, incorporated its own area to develop the plant on.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, then, wow. Then nuke the bastards.
Or let me come over there with like all my food and just walk through the plant, not even having to use sriracha, because my food will taste like sriracha when I walk out. I'm sorry, sriracha is the bomb.com. When Mike Lee and I got into sriracha a few years ago, and we have told the world about it, all of its amazingness and flavor. And if you mix Tabasco with sriracha, it's even better.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. I loved sriracha everything.
I may have to try that.
I'm ready for
it. Because I'm not a huge sriracha fan, but I love Tabasco, but I'd be willing to try. So does it just, is it the taste of Tabasco with a kick?
Yeah, a little bit? Yeah, because sriracha is not as hot as Tabasco, but it just that Tabasco flavor mixed with sriracha makes it just a little bit better.
Wow.
I like the green Tabasco with sriracha.
Ooh.
But I'll put sriracha on everything but cereal, and I'm pretty much close to doing the cereal thing now. I don't know.
What kind of cereal would you put sriracha with?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
God, talk about sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. Well, you just went on your tangent about the Krispy Kreme turkey asshole donut. I mean, come on.
Turkey asshole donut. That was also the name of a band in high school. On sriracha, they're... Christmas is all about joy and kindness and togetherness. It needs more pranks. And this is a suggestion. They now have sriracha candy canes.
Get the out of here. I have no clue what you just said.
There's candy canes made from sriracha.
What the?
Yeah. Yeah, they look just like regular red and white candy canes, only they taste like sriracha, and they're awesome.
Oh, the fun.
Box of 12 for $8.
I will put one of those in Mike Lee's mouth personally.
I bet you would, buddy.
Yes, I would.
I bet you would. Put a lot of things
after
in
I put
mouth,
it in Buster.
Whoa.
If we only had a dollar every time I heard that.
Jesus.
Then we
Christ.
Would have like a couple bucks.
Almighty. Yeah. On other Christmas related news, there's now a motion alarm that busts your kids for sneaking early looks at the Christmas presents. Yeah? Yeah? You put this on the Christmas presents under your tree, you shake them, and they go off. No? Gift alarm, $13? No one's interested.
Not at all. What the hell?
Why
but
not?
Somebody's going to make $1 million for coming up with that stupid bullshit idea.
Yeah, but kids are shitty little things that go and trying to ruin Christmas for everybody by knowing what they get.
Yeah.
And so let them ruin it. And then Santa can take it back and get a Dyson that they can clean their goddamn room with.
Yeah, my parents were really
parents
good.
Parents of the year, Eric, ladies and gentlemen.
My parents used to hide Christmas presents from me very well. And then sometimes I would find them like, oh, a sick day from school between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, like parents are both at work. I'm at home. And I would just kind of go around the house and just look in little nooks and crannies, go up in the attic. But I got busted doing that one time when I didn't completely close the attic door correctly.
What were you doing
in the attic? It was the cat, because I didn't have any siblings, so I blamed everything on the animals.
That's why you shouldn't give your kids presents. Just give them like cans of corn or something and tell them to be happy that they're eating, for Christ's sakes. Or give them tickets to Haiti or Nairobi or wherever children are starving and say, listen, look what you've got, you fat fuck. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy you actually have an iPad, you ungrateful piece of crap. Just because your mother wouldn't swallow one night, I'm stuck with 18 years of your horridness.
Wow.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Eric is available for children's party and bar mitzvahs
and birth control classes.
And oh my God.
King Greg's now pinching his nipples again.
Oh my God, that was awesome. Three motivational speeches from Eric in one show. If we can go to a Baker's Dozen, I probably will have to go change underwear.
Yeah, yeah, Baker's Dozen, nicknamed high school. Yeah, we're with it. Okay, other Christmas news. A new survey says 55% of Americans say it's, quote, unacceptable for Christmas music to start before Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
They also studied King Zach, who said any survey that has 55% on it probably doesn't mean shit. It said 55% of the populace said one thing versus the other thing. So it's an even split. So thanks for the research.
No,
so
there's just more percent that's actually fucking got something that's...
Let me understand this. In Zach land...
Yep. Sorry.
55% is half of it is 50%?
There's got to be statistical anomalies. I mean, there's got to be what's the plus or minus? What's the word? The word with the ratio? With the smart things? No. There's got to be a margin of error. There's got to be at least a 5% margin of error in this bullshit study.
You don't know that. Maybe they interviewed just 100 people and exactly 55 said that. So there would be no margin of error. Your argument is wrong. That's margin error of none. Thank you. Move on.
Well, it could have been the studio audience at Family Feud.
Throw it away. Moving on. No, if they ask 100 people and 55 people respond, but then they ask 1,000 people and 500 people respond, there's a margin of error there of at least 55 people.
Zach, this is what's going to happen. Pretty soon, we're going to have Labor Day, back to school special, and the next effing aisle over, they're going to have Christmas bullshit. Every year it happens. I'm going up to Walmart to get my Halloween candy that I'm not going to share with any of these little
oh God, here we go,
retreads
Dad.
That come up to the door with their bullshit costumes. Because, honestly, Halloween's the best time to get candy for yourself because they have it in bulk. Like, you're going to give it out to some little shit kid that comes to your front door. But then, just the other side of Walmart, they've already got goddamn Christmas trees up. And I'm like, oh my God, so it's going to be back-to-school specials pretty soon. You're going to have your school supplies and everything. Oh, let's go ahead and get our fucking Christmas tree going, too, which is stupid. Why can't they just do it like it's supposed to be, like December 1st or right after Thanksgiving? Oh, let's start putting up Christmas shit. But no, America's stupid.
If you really want to get onto the major retailers here in Florida, it's pretty much fan season all year round. You need a fan for something, you know, a fan. If you go to a major retailer like Walmart, they will stop selling fans nationwide, including Florida, September 1.
Really?
Yes, because it's no longer fan season, according to them.
There's a season for fans.
Yes, they will pull air conditioners and fans, and they will replace them with space heaters.
Why do you need a space heater in Florida?
Precisely.
They know enough to know to put Walmarts like every 20 miles along the road so everybody can get it, but they can't figure out that when they're in Florida, nobody needs space heaters?
Just ship all of them down here and get and they will sell. They will sell. And they will always be placed. I went to the one just by the studios here.
Yeah.
By the, what is the podcast?
Rome Studios.
Rome Studios? Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, the Rome Studios. And
don't make fun of it, please.
But I went to it, and there was like four box fans in the clearance section. And then everything else was taken up with space heaters. Because, of course, we got down to under 70, and people like precious little pussy Mike gets cold.
Mike does not get cold. You're telling me Mike gets cold?
He has no hair.
Yes, he bitches about that all the time.
But I'll say this. It's also Walmart does not believe in global warming, so it leads me to believe that Walmart is Republican.
Well, what was your first hint? Really? How about all the music they pull from the shelves? How about anything related? How about the Chick-fil-A's opening? No, there's no Chick-fil-A opening in Walmart yet, but it's going to happen. No?
How about the fact that you can't date somebody that works at Walmart if you're dating there too, working there too?
Well, that's a lot of companies though. That's a corporate thing. I don't know. That's a Walmart thing.
Well,
there's a lot of major corporations.
No matter what level you're at, you can't date. I know you can't date like underlings and stuff like that. You know, if you're a manager, you can't date below or above.
Yeah. So I can't date a fellow coworker.
Correct. If you are a cashier and there is another cashier that caught your eye, you cannot date them.
Yeah, that's pretty much just a universal kind of thing that you're not supposed to do, like the dipping your pen in the company ink.
Yeah, you don't shit where you eat. I understand that, but...
Yeah, but that might be like...
Unless you're doing a Tennessee hot dog.
Tennessee hot dog. All right. That might be like they're trying to avoid in the village. Like the villages, STDs, outbreak everywhere. That might be what they're trying to avoid at Walmart. Like the
villages? Oh, the old people's home.
Yeah, the old people's home.
Yeah, where there's STDs everywhere.
Yeah, there's STDs.
They're just hippies.
So what happens if a 18-year-old cashier starts banging one of the old door graders at Walmart?
She gets 30% off in the baby section.
Yep.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm here all day.
Here's another thing that's going to piss Eric off. Eminem has 4 songs in the top 20 Billboard Hot 100, and he's just the 6th artist ever to do that, and the first to do it in 49 years. Anyone know who the last person to do it was?
I would say it was the Beatles.
That's correct.
It was the Beatles.
How does that feel with Eminem being in the same ranks as the Beatles?
Now, even though I am the resident old man in this studio, let me just say that I think Eminem is an outstanding talent, and I really like him, and I think his raps are awesome. I do think he's a thug, and he needs to change his appearance, but I think he's outstanding.
Did you not?
Somewhere hell just froze over.
Did you not hear his interview with... Brent Musburger and Kurt Kurtstreet on football. That
oh,
time.
Sure, I did. Yeah,
I was like, who got this little stupid moron in here? Like, when I want to hear about hip hop and rims on my car and shit, I'll ask Eminem. But Jesus Christ, come on!
He needs, in my opinion, if he were to change his outlook and appearance, if he were to adopt more of a Pitbull style. Pitbull has always dressed very well. Usher, P. Diddy, if he were Jay-Z, if he were to do that, he would infinitely be more popular, mainstream. But he's 35 years old, and he's got to maintain this street thug, you know, with the hoodie and all this other crap. It's just stupid. It's played out. He needs to change. He needs to move on. He needs to evolve.
I want
to
hear the side of the story from his mom and baby's mama, because that's all he ever sings about is how horrible they are. But did they ever stop to think about how horrible he is?
Well, his kid was just the prom or high school or homecoming queen, rather. And she's like 16, 17 years old, and mom was out there with her when she got crowned. And the mother looks like what you'd expect a soccer mom to look like.
Right.
She's dressed that way. She's pretty. She's looking. And then you got thug dad that still looks like he's trying to be 17.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and not believe Eminem anymore, especially after watching that horrible movie, 9 Mile or whatever.
8 Mile, and I disagree with you. I thought the movie was good.
You're blowing my mind right now, Eric. I'm not expecting these reactions from you at all.
But I think as a talent, I think as a rapper, I think he's very good. I do like him.
So do you think his daughter only got Homecoming Queen because her dad's Eminem?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
In hopes that maybe he would perform like, you know, Davy Jones would come out of nowhere and perform at Marsha Brady's Homecoming. Yeah, that's what they were all hoping for.
Brady Bunch reference. Wow. That's awesome. Continuing with the pussification of America. I don't know who that is. I was hoping it was Mike and he was calling in live. I was really hoping that's what that was.
No, that would take some sense of responsibility.
Has ESPN said anything?
I don't know. I'm too busy talking to actually produce. Espen says, I was exactly like Greg, home from school, searching through the whole house. Oh, that's talking about the Christmas presents, of course.
Oh, well, thank you, sure. ESPN. We really appreciate it.
Schools in Tennessee, California, Florida, Nebraska, New Mexico, and South Carolina also are adopting a more lenient lice policy. In order to stay current with a 2010 release of the American Academy of Pediatrics, they are allowing lice-infested children to remain in school. The argument is that by the time the child notices their heads are itchy, they've already had lice for 3 weeks or more, and have exposed other children. This is an effort to keep kids from missing more school, and that they need to keep them from feeling excluded.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Everybody.
I'm just...
As a kid, I had lice one time, and it was from baseball and everything. Coming into the studio, ladies and gentlemen, we have John Q, one of our resident cooks that comes into the podcast. And he's here, ladies and gentlemen, King Mike! And going back to Eric Michael's rant on pussification of America, now that Mike Lee is here.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the pussification of America. Mike,
and you happened to walk in at the same time, which kind of made sense.
It's destiny. We just mentioned kids can go to school with lice now in Florida. Yep. They're allowing kids to stay in school with lice because they don't want them to feel excluded. Comments, thoughts, concerns?
In Florida?
That's
yes. Schools in Tennessee, California, Florida, Nebraska, New Mexico, and South Carolina are all adopting this policy.
All of which are states and where you can marry your cousin at 16, so that explains a ton.
Fair enough. Mike, comments.
Hi. How's it going?
Where have you been, buddy?
I just got back from Daytona.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do out there?
What time is it?
I was out there doing a show, yeah.
He was late, though. Oh. He was late.
Late getting back. I went out there and did a show at a new place called the Joke Factory.
Oh, we've only got 15 seconds. Speed up.
Oh, okay. I hurt myself. That's a fun story.
We'll talk about it after the break. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Thank you for calling MCTS. This is Sebastian. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just got a computer from you guys.
Oh, congratulations. We're so excited.
Thanks. So I got home, and I took it out of the box.
Okay.
And it's on the desk, and it won't turn on. It just won't. It won't turn on.
Okay, okay. I'm here to help you, sir. Just have no fear. There will be no problems, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So what you said was, is you took it out of the box and you put it on the, you put your computer on the desk.
I put it on the desk.
Hold please.
Hello?
Thank you for holding. I am so sorry. I had to go poopy. Okay, so back to where we were. You took it out of the box and you put it on the desk.
Put it on the desk.
You put it on the desk. And then now you're saying that your computer isn't working.
No, it's not. It's
very peculiar. Okay, so did you plug your tower into your monitor?
Into the monitor.
Did you plug the tower into the monitor?
How do I do that?
Okay, there should be a bag of wires in the box.
A bag of wires?
A bag of wires.
I didn't see a bag of wires.
There should be. Look in your box.
Hold on.
Okay, now I'm on hold.
I found the bag of wires.
You found the bag of wires.
I found it. It's
okay, now open up the bag of wires very carefully. If there's any staples, be careful because you don't want to get a finger cut because it's going to bleed.
Which one?
There should be one that has the jack. That's for the tower that coincides with the jack that is in the monitor. There's a wire specifically for that.
Okay. I think I found it. Is it blue?
It is blue. And it kind of looks like a phone cord, except you're not going to call anybody. Silly!
All right. Okay, so I plugged it in, and it's got screws.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you screw it in, and then is it working now?
It's plugged in.
Oh, sounds so silly. Turn on the power button.
Oh, power button. Okay.
Yes.
Still not doing anything.
So you hit the power button and the power isn't working?
No, it's not working.
Okay. Is the power cord plugged into the wall?
No, it's not.
Okay. It is not plugged into the wall.
No.
So that's not one of the first things that you did when you got it?
No.
Okay, here's your next step, sir. Take the computer and put it back in the box and take it back to the store because you're too fucking stupid to own a computer. Have a nice day.
Podcastle.
Yeah. Woo! Jump on it. Jump on it.
What are we at? Episode what? What are we on? Episode 38. Live from inside your mom. Wow. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Meanwhile, back on the podcast that everybody was here on time for.
Oh, shut up. So I guess it's time that we're going to go into our ridiculous news, and our
Eric, I think you're the ridiculous news.
I am the ridiculous news. He's got all the stories over there, so I'm going to let him do that. But first, I got to tell you about our time in Daytona.
Speaking of ridiculous news,
which was a great time, by the way. The people over at the Joke Factor treated us like gods, and we had a great time. After the show was over, we went out with all the comedians that were there, and we went down to this little bar, and we were hanging out with these girls that were, I felt, were fairly attractive.
They were
Is
dogs.
That how your hand got swollen?
No. But anyway, one of them was married, and the other one was, like, completely hammered, and there was no way that we were going to get these girls back to the hotel room. So.
Let's face it, you weren't getting them if they were sober.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually almost had that down, and then somebody came up with a really cool toy.
So we were going to have them give us a ride back to the hotel because we had left our car there. And then all of a sudden, this guy just comes rolling up out of nowhere. It's Daytona. It's beach. You know, there's always people skateboarding and riding their bikes around. This guy was rolling up on a skateboard, and whenever he stopped, he kicked it up like they do, and underneath it was like all completely mechanical. It was a battery-powered skateboard. So awesome. It was totally awesome. So he could just stand on it, and he had this little remote control. He pulled the trigger, and the skateboard went. He never had to kick it or anything, and I thought that that was amazing. And that I should give it a try.
Oh, here we go.
Thank God I saw what happened, so I didn't have to go through the same.
Now, you have to remember that we got there at 3 in the afternoon. Yeah, pull that right up to your face. We got there at 3 in the afternoon. We went straight to Ruby Tuesdays and started drinking. We had food and everything. Then we went back to the hotel, kind of took it easy. Then whenever we went up to the thing, basically we had been drinking all day is my point here.
Shocker.
And now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and this guy's pulling up. We're done. We're calling it a night. And I, in my drunk state of mind, think that I have the ability to balance on a skateboard because I'm a goddamn idiot. That's what happened. And so he's helping me, and I'm pulling the trigger, and he's holding me by the shoulder, you know, and he's kind of walking with me. But then once it gets speed, he can't hold me anymore. And as soon as he lets go, I get the wobbles back and forth, back and forth, back and
wobble,
forth.
Wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah,
baby,
exactly.
Wobble.
And I went down hard, man, and my face was going towards the concrete. So in order to stop that from happening, I slammed my hand down, and now I have injured my wrist.
I can't stop looking at your hand, man. You look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
It looks
man.
Really bad.
But it looks like the clumps whenever you're watching the Nutty Professor. Whenever he starts, Eddie Murphy starts going back into being the giant obese. Yeah, yeah. That's what your hand looks like.
But I do have movement in all of my fingers and toes, so I think I'm gonna be okay. It's just a bad sprain. So
Buster's ass is gonna hurt from when you put your swollen finger in.
But definitely have to say thanks to everybody at the Joke Factory and the La Playa Resort for putting us up and having a good time last night.
It was a great time.
All right, so we're ridiculous news, right? I think.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
That was interesting, Mike. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Start off with Dateline Lexington, Kentucky. Earlier this week, a woman by the name of Betty Green was working at a Speedway gas station.
Speedway. Okay.
Guy walks in, saunters in to buy some beer, but he held up a gun and a note demanding money. Betty looked at the note, looked at the gun, and then respectfully said to him, "No."
Yes!
Way to go.
Yes!
He laughed, grabbed his beer, and left the scene. She foiled the robbery just by saying no. Now she has been fired.
What?
Because it turns out Subway's corporate policy is that the person, the employee, is to handle the money and hand over all the money to robberies, no matter what the situation, and then hit the panic button.
That is bullshit.
By violating this, she had now lost her job.
And
really?
She kept all the money. That's ridiculous.
Wow, save Subway money by saying no. The guy could have just pulled the hammer back, and that would have been like, okay, here you go. But she wanted to call his bluff. Obviously, this woman should be playing poker somewhere. I'm serious. And you know what, Subway? Go fuck yourself, you stupid sandwich bitches.
Wow.
Quiznos, you're awesome.
Why are you so angry? It's weird. It's not like you.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. You know exactly goddamn why I'm mad.
It's
why do you have glitter on your face, Greg?
It was Speedway and not Subway.
Oh.
Yeah. Gas station.
Oh.
So.
Oh, well, Subway, your sandwiches are still delicious.
I need to pause the show because I need to know why Greg has glitter all over his face.
I don't have
I've just now looked
face.
At him. There's glitter him. Right
Did
there.
Dara not shower from the work last night?
Hey-oh!
Hey-oh!
No?
That's all. That's all I got. That's I have nothing on it.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Manuela Lopez, 21, grabbed the garments inside a female friend's 8th floor flat in DeWitt Clinton's houses.
She's from New York.
And doused them with gasoline, then tossed the lit cigarette on them. And according to Mythbusters, this cannot happen. But anyway, onto the pile shortly after 1 a.m., firefighters responded to the scene. And they, I should have just read this, pre-read this. Responding firefighters rescued a man from the apartment who had suffered severe burns. He was rushed to a New York Presbyterian hospital, you know, where doctors said that he's in grave condition.
You know that section up top in the stars that says brief?
Read in that. Other story, why bitches be crazy, a New York woman decided to set an apartment ablaze because she was missing her cell phone.
That was it? That was her reasoning behind it?
That was her reasoning.
I assume so. I'm just reading the brief and I don't have the details. All right. Yeah. We'll edit that part out of the show.
Yeah,
we'll move on.
Exactly. Moving on.
Earlier this week, a truck driver from Nebraska let his daughter's pregnant friend stay in their house while he was away. But it turned out that the friend wasn't pregnant and wasn't even a female. It was a 20-year-old guy in disguise. You should be rolling the theme to Bosom Buddies underneath this. He stole some checks and bought stereo equipment at Walmart, because that's what you do when you're down and out. And he was sentenced to 15 to 45 months for forgery.
Now, hold on a second. This guy, it's his daughter's friend, but the guy was dressed like a girl.
Yes.
And he let the guy stay in his house. I guess I'm very confused about this one.
So a truck driver says, "Darling, I respect you. You're an awesome daughter. You wouldn't lie or do anything. I'm going on the road. Sure, I'll let your pregnant 20-year-old friend who needs a shave stay in my house. Who stays in my house while I'm gone. Because I respect you."
So did the daughter know that this was a man?
Well, absolutely. It's a daughter's friend, yes.
Then
so
why,
she was completely a part of it.
Then why did he need to dress like a pregnant woman if the dad wasn't there?
God only knows. God only knows. But it is a ridiculous story. Let's move to the next one.
Brad Lee was this guy's name. Brad Lee.
Really?
Brad Lee?
Yes. Yeah. B-R-A-D-L-E-E.
Is he your brother? Is that your brother, Mike?
It could be.
Dateline, Lake Worth, Florida. A 19-year-old robbed a house in Florida the last week, but he left his cell phone behind on the kitchen counter.
Oh, that's where her cell phone was.
As the police were investigating, they heard the phone ringing. Caller ID said, "Mom."
Oh, boy.
So they answered and asked her, "Whose phone does this belong to?" She innocently told them, "Why, it's my son's phone." They then tracked Derek Codd down and have now arrested him.
Wow. So do you think that people are actually this stupid, or do you think that this is kind of a, you know, I guess whenever you're a criminal, I would think you would think it through better. Like, you're not going to go there with, you know, your cell phone or your wallet or your ID on you. You're going to have gloves. You're going to be all dressed in black, and you're going to have nothing in your pockets, right?
For God's sake, man, there's so many crime shows on TV that show you how to get away with it.
Yeah, no
You'd
kidding.
Think somebody would have seen Law & Order, SVU, Dexter, one of these awesome shows to say, hey, don't leave anything behind at the scene of crime. Don't leave a fingerprint or a finger from the last episode.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for God's sake.
Well, I think, you know, like, these guys must be obviously not career criminals. You know what I mean? Like, they're just somebody that was drunk and was like, I'm going to break in here and get me a sandwich, you know? And then that's when that idiot does that, leaves a cell phone behind.
It was a teenager. He probably won an Xbox game or something. Yeah.
Dateline, Poland. A drunk guy passed out on the beach in Poland. By the way, do you know why they don't have ice in Poland?
Why?
Because the guy with the recipe died.
God, that's terrible.
I don't get it. Why don't I get it? What am I missing?
What is the recipe to make ice?
Freezing water.
Well, the guy that knew how to do it died. So they don't know.
Because they're stupid in Poland?
There you go.
Wow. Let me change that. Do you know why they don't have ice in Oklahoma?
We'll let ESPN tell us about that one.
Norway, but whatever.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hit the sound.
It's next door, one of those countries.
Oh, yeah. We'll zip in, we'll zip out. It's like going to Czechoslovakia. Marek Makovic.
He's free to say.
Woke up on the beach. Actually, I'm sorry. Passed out on in a beach. I didn't realize they had beaches in Poland.
Bench.
And apparently paramedics found him on the beach and thought he was dead. Poor guy. They piled him into a body bag, took him to the morgue, but unfortunately he was just passed out from being drunk and woke up still alive in the hospital's morgue.
God, if I had a dollar for every time that's happened to me.
He is now suing the hospital for negligence.
That is a Polish joke, like in of itself, isn't it?
Well, true.
Oh my God.
Because they're so stupid they just thought he was dead?
There you go.
Yeah. I can say at least I was not that drunk last night. I just fell off a skateboard. I didn't pass out.
Yeah, but can you imagine if they would have said, this guy fell off his skateboard and he's holding his arm like it's hurt. Let's go ahead and put him in a body bag, case closed.
Case closed.
Could have been just like Civil War times. Oh, you hurt your wrist? Amputate.
Now, if he wins that lawsuit, then the hospital should countersuit him for being a complete dumbass and being asleep on the beach.
Then the hospital would have to sue the entire country. Yeah. So let's just not move on.
Can you imagine how much that man had to have drank to get so drunk that when he passed out, his vital signs weren't even recognizable? Like, because you got to imagine that the EMTs over there, I refuse to believe that they're so stupid they didn't check for a pulse.
I don't know. Read Keith Whitley's Wikipedia and see how much alcohol he had whenever he died. He actually went and had breakfast with his buddy and planned on playing golf. And his buddy came to pick him up, and he was passed out drunk dead.
Wow.
Four times over the legal limit, and he was like, oh my God, I know he drank last night, but Jesus, the guy was coherent drinking coffee and having scrambled eggs.
Wow.
So, I mean, it can hit you. I don't know. Maybe the dude,
I don't know how
just
much it takes to I don't know how much you have to drink to get there, but I'm imagining it's a lot.
Okay, it's a new joke we need to work on. How many Polaks does it take to drink and pass out on the beach and get to a hospital because you're a dumbass?
How many?
One, apparently. I don't
know.
Okay,
gotcha.
Next week, Mike drinks himself to death.
Join us.
Join us, would
live.
You please?
Live on Ustream.tv.
Let's see here. A Dateline Longview, Washington. On Tuesday, a 51-year-old man went to court for a hearing on meth possession charges. And when he emptied his pockets at the security checkout, guess what they found?
What?
A meth pipe in the tray.
Yes! That winning. True story. True
Tiger
story.
Blood.
Not even 2 weeks ago, I had to go to the Orange County Courthouse to pay this collection company off that had, this ticket I had to pay that was from 2 years ago or whatever. Anyways, the lady that whenever I was emptying my pockets and putting stuff in the Orange County Courthouse said, well, at least you're smart enough to already have it out in your hands and put it in the tray. And I was like, why? She goes, well, that guy sitting over there, and she pointed, and there was cops all around him. He had his hands handcuffed, took weed with him to the courthouse. And I sat there, and I was like, and I walked by the guy, and I was like, dumbass.
Did you say that, really?
Yes.
You said that to him.
And two of the cops kind of laughed at me. I just kept going to the elevator. I was just like, what a dumbass.
Wow.
At least we left it in my car, you know? I mean, come on.
That's going to do it?
Yeah, that's
We're
it.
Done. Wow. All right, then. You want to do the sign-off? You want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Kings of the Podcastle, thank you for joining us for episode 38, live from inside your mom.
Yeah.
thank you to myself for getting here for at least 20 minutes to spare.
Well done,
And
asshole.
Thank you guys for carrying the torch for me while I was gone.
It was more like a lit match.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back
no
again.
It's no different than when you are here and we have to carry the show anyway.
Wow. Any upcoming shows? I mean, we know obviously Devin's going to be doing stuff somewhere and sometime.
Yeah.
And just
check
find
his Facebook
out,
page.
Yeah.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll give you an update where he's at, what he's doing.
All right. We'll be back next week for episode 39. God only knows what it's going to be named.
That's what it is.
All right. Perfect.
Tickle your port of entry.
Bye-bye.
Penis.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
Yeah. That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home, because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.